Welcome to the deep dive. Now, if you follow this topic closely, you know the U.S. immigration system is slow. Really slow.
Yeah, that's kind of the common understanding.
But today, we're actually going beyond just the processing times. We're digging into what looks like a foundational collapse.
That's a strong term, but yeah. It's about systemic failures in how the government vets, tracks, and, well, just manages its own data.
Okay, so where does this information even come from? It's not like the government just publishes failure reports easily, right?
Not exactly. A lot of this comes from a group called TRAC, the Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse.
Right, I've seen their work. They're based at Syracuse University.
Exactly. So importantly, they're not a government agency. They're an external watchdog.
And how do they get their hands on this this operational data?
Well, that's kind of the first sign of trouble. They have to use constant litigation, FOIA requests, lawsuits, just to get basic numbers.
Wow. So the fact that they have to sue to get data kind of proves the point.
Precisely. Analysts call it the government's model of opacity. They seem built to conceal, not share.
And this opacity, you're saying it stems from fragmentation, different agencies not talking to each other.
Deep fragmentation. Think about it. DHS, USCIS, ICE, CBP, huge agencies.
All with their own systems.
Exactly. Operating in these data silos, they just don't communicate effectively.
Okay, so where do we see the first big cracks appear because of this? Is it in, like, vetting people or tracking them?
It really hits vetting hard first. There's something sources are calling the asylum vetting black hole.
Sounds ominous. What is it?
So the DHS Inspector General found USCIS basically failed to complete timely security screenings for, get this, over 400,000 affirmative asylum applicants.
400,000? That's a lot of people waiting. But what's the actual security risk there?
It's the lack of follow-up. USCIS has literally no procedure to rescreen these individuals while they wait. And they wait for years, sometimes a decade, in that huge immigration court backlog.
So their initial checks just get stale.
Completely stale. It's a massive systemic vulnerability just sitting there.
That's deeply concerning. Okay, let's shift to tracking then. I understand there are different types of tracking failures.
Right.
Like literal versus functional loss.
Yeah, it's a useful distinction. The literal loss, you could call it the system's original sin. Back in 2005, they physically lost 111,000 alien files, AFIs.
Lost, like paper files just gone.
Gone. And that directly led to around 30,000 people being naturalized without the fully mandated background checks, a direct consequence of lost paper.
Okay, that's literal loss. What's functional loss then? Is that where the silos come back in?
Exactly. The modern, maybe even bigger problem is the functional loss of unaccompanied children, UACs. Over 323,000 cases were flagged.
How does that happen?
Because the agencies are so siloed, the system literally can't tell the difference between a child who is genuinely lost track of and one who just has a, you know, a paperwork gap between agencies.
So it looks like they're lost, even if they're just stuck between systems.
Right. And this functional breakdown meant, according to the data, about 291,000 kids were never properly placed into the removal court system as required.
It's kind of shocking that bad paper management and bad digital management lead to such similar devastating outcomes.
It points to something deeper, doesn't it?
Yeah, which brings us to the technology itself, these massive IT modernization projects that just fizzled, billions spent.
Oh, yeah. Two huge examples. First, USCIS tried to build ELIS, the Electronic Immigration System, the big dream of a unified digital platform.
How'd that go?
Over $1 billion spent. And what did they get? It only digitized one form type properly. Mm-hmm. It actually doubled processing times for that form.
Doubled the time after $1 billion.
It's doubled it. And believe it or not, it still allowed over 200 people to become citizens without full background checks slipping through the cracks of the new system.
Unbelievable. Okay, what about the enforcement side? ICE had a big tech project too, right? TechS?
Yep, the TechS modernization.
Uh-huh.
Budgeted around $818 million. Scrapped. Completely scrapped after years. The government itself concluded the proposed solution was, and I quote, not technically viable.
So agents are just stuck.
Stuck using what officials called aging infrastructure after nearly $1 billion was allocated to replace it.
This pattern is, wow. But maybe the most fundamental failure is the data itself. At the immigration courts, EOIR.
You could argue that. TAE's analysis found the court's master database is essentially garbled, unreliable.
And this wasn't just some internal IT headache, right? This had real-world consequences at the highest levels.
Oh, absolutely. It got so bad that in 2016, the U.S. Solicitor General, the government's top lawyer before the Supreme Court,
yeah,
had to formally apologize to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
They admitted they had provided the justices with data that was fundamentally wrong, pulled straight from that EOIR system.
The government apologized to the Supreme Court for its own bad data.
Yes. When you can't even trust your own numbers in front of the highest court, well, the foundation's pretty much gone, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that paints a stark picture.
Yeah.
So, pulling it all together, the fragmentation, the failed tech, the unreliable data, means effective oversight is basically impossible.
That seems to be the core issue. You can't manage what you can't accurately measure or track.
So what should you, our listener, take away from this? What does this all mean for the system right now?
Well, these deep failures, this chronic dysfunction, haven't happened in a vacuum. They've directly contributed to the current situation where the active pending immigration court backlog has ballooned.
How big is it now?
It's now over 3.4 million cases.
3.4 million.
Yes. And when you combine that staggering number with an underlying data infrastructure that we know is fundamentally unreliable, well, it raises a really challenging question.
Which is?
At what point does the sheer volume, coupled with the inability to manage the data effectively, render the entire system, asylum, rule of law, all of it, functionally meaningless?
A critical and frankly unsettling thought to end on. Thank you for walking us through that.
Thanks for having me.